Please told me.
I'm an accountant, Kent. Numbers don't lie.
Did you account for last year's unusual event?
I did.
You know, I never thought when I met that Longolian that he would try to kill me, steal all my money cards, and run off with my wife.
That was a rough spell.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm afraid he's going to bring her back.
Come on. You love Tasha, and you know it.
I did. But I should have done my research before I allowed myself to fall for a Zathraxian female.
Why?
Because then I would have known how their heads get pointier and pointier with every passing day. By the time she ran off with that warrior, she looked like a newly sharpened pencil. She ruined more hats and headboards with that point. It really ran into money.
Getting back to bar business. Maybe you should raise your prices.
Absolutely not. That's one thing I can't do.
Why not? This is the only bar on Alpha Prime, in this entire solar system for that matter. You've got a monopoly.
If I hike my prices, some of my customers will just start drinking ooze.
What's ooze?
It's a local moonshine made by some of the mountain folk in the eastern region.
Ooze?
That's not really its name, but the Primean word is unpronounceable with a human tongue. I heard one of the locals say it once. It sounded kind of like an elephant forcing a turnip into a blender set on puree.
You ever had any?
Not me. Supposedly, it tastes kind of like thick castor oil. In humans, it tears up the stomach lining something awful, though other races don't seem to have much trouble with it.
Sounds terrible. How would they drink it?
From what I'm told, it has a kick like two mules. I know a guy named Finnegan, the first mate on the freighter Snooky, who tried ooze once. He described the pain in his gut like being at death's door with death on the other side yelling, "Just a minute!"
Well, you need to find some ways to economize, then.
I'm doing what I can. Look behind the bar.
Who's the new guy?
It's not a guy.
Then it's a pretty ugly-looking girl.
It's not a girl, either.
Didn't you ever have that talk with your dad? Everyone is one or the other.
That, Sid, is an android.
Really? It?
Let's go with he.
He looks almost human. Where'd he come from?
I won him in a star poker game with the captain of a Trellian tugboat. I had a stellar flush. Supposedly the droid has 1,001 uses.
Like what?
I don't know yet. I haven't stumbled on any.
Well, didn't he come with an owner's manual?
No, and I can't find his model number to look for one online. I guess he'll be a droid of mystery.
1,001 uses, you said?
Supposedly. He can't cook worth a lick. Or clean. He can't drive a hover hummer. I'm hoping he can tend bar. Anyone can pull a tap.
Well, he's free help. And no health insurance costs.
Exactly. I might as well put him to work.
What's his name?
Sal. All capital letters.
Sal?
Sentient Android Life Form.
Yeah, shouldn't it be South then?
Yeah, I suppose. But South doesn't roll off the tongue like Sal does.
Have you trained him for his new position?
I gave him a crash course in bartending. I'm crossing my fingers that hustling drinks is one of his 1,001 uses.
I don't think it is.
Why?
He just threw an ale in a Xandrian's face.
Oh, no.
You stupid robot!
Android, sir. And, truth be told, I am far from stupid. The latest estimate of my IQ is...
I ought to add you to the ring!
I beg your pardon?
Is there a problem here? I'm the owner.
You bet there's a problem, Earthman. Your bartender here threw my drink in my face!
It was a mistake, sir. A malfunction. I apologize.
On Xandria, we don't stand for such things.
As well you shouldn't. Let me get you another drink. On the house.
One drink? He insulted my honor.
Free drinks all night. For a week?
That's very kind of you, but I couldn't accept a month's worth of free drinks.
A month? Very well. Sid, get behind the bar, please.
Me? I am an accountant.
So count the bottles. Give the gentleman whatever he wants. I need to have a little chat with Sal. What happened, Sal?
It was an accident, sir. A glitch in my servo mechanism. I am running a self-diagnostic now to correct it. It will not happen again.
See that it doesn't. Of all the races in the bar to anger, you had to pick a Xandrian. Don't you know about them?
I'm afraid I don't know what I know. My past is a mystery, even to me. My memory banks are severely damaged. Repairing them is a slow process.
That's too bad.
Occasionally, something triggers a memory. But until then, it's all nothingness. The Xandrian did seem rather hostile.
That's the understatement of the year. They're known for their savagery.
What was that he said about a ring?
Xandria has a ring around it.
Sounds nice.
The ring is made up of dead bodies.
Then again, surely not.
The Xandrians are possibly the strongest race in the universe. I've seen video of a Xandrian warrior killing someone with his bare hands and then tossing the body far, far into the air.
Into orbit?
It looked that way.
Have you ever seen the ring in person?
No one has. The Xandrians are very paranoid and allow no one near their planet.
But if no one has ever seen...
I choose to believe what they say.
But it could all be a lie.
Maybe, but I don't think so.
Is the ring comprised solely of deceased Xandrians?
No, they don't much care who they kill and put into the ring. There's a competition going on now. The Xandrian who kills the most people and throws them into orbit by year's end wins a prize.
What's the prize?
Someone to kill. So unless you want to spend eternity in Xandrian orbit...
I will be careful.
No more drink tossing?
None.
Sal, the guy I won you from said you have 1,001 uses.
So I've heard.
Does bartending happen to be one of them?
I'm not sure. With my damaged banks...
Do you remember any of your uses?
A couple.
What?
Observe. There.
It looks like the Gunpar Mountains on Beta Zarini.
Good. That's what I was trying for.
One of your 1,001 uses is origami?
Yes. If you don't like the mountains, I could make you a duck.
No, the mountains are fine. Thanks.
Could a knowledge of origami prove useful to your bar?
I don't see how.
How about scrimshaw? I seem to know that as well.
What I need is a bartender, not an arts and crafts guy.
Can bartending be learned, Mr. Stone?
Sure, but it would take time.
Then I will learn it for you. By tomorrow.
How?
I presume bartending manuals are available online.
Sure, dozens.
I could download them and become fluent in bartending.
Really?
Once the downloads are complete and committed to my memory banks, I should be able to mix anything from an Artanian hulop to a Zulivian pog.
Great. Get on it.
Only one problem.
I should have known. What?
With the damage to my memory banks, some of the downloads might not quite... work.
Which could lead to what?
Impossible to say.
What if I had your memory banks repaired first?
Then the bartending manuals would download effortlessly. There would be no chance of a problem.
Then that's what we'll do.
Wonderful. Captain Muko, who lost me to you in that star poker game, once got an estimate of $50,000 from my repairs. Of course, that was several years ago, and with the current galactic rate of...
50 grand?
Yes, sir. I would estimate the current cost to be...
Don't tell me.
My repairs are not affordable?
They are not. Download the manuals and we'll hope for the best.
Right away, sir.
Hopefully, more will go right than wrong.
It should.
As long as you don't go throwing drinks at anyone else, I suppose we can deal with whatever problems might come up. Get on with it.
May I have some privacy?
I'm sorry?
I am about to proceed with the downloading.
And?
While I do not know who my creator is, I suspect that he or she has an odd sense of humor.
Why do you say that?
The manner in which I must connect to your computer for the download appears, well... indecent. Why my data port was installed down there, I will never know.
I'll wait in the bar.
It shouldn't take long.
Take your time.
Thank you, sir. If you should happen to hear any unusual noises, please do not be concerned. I will do my best to keep them to a minimum.
Misfits Audio has presented The New Bartender, episode 1 of The Corner Bar on Alpha Prime. The series was written, created, and produced by Mike Murphy. Scott Fortney starred as Ken Stone, and Terry Cooper portrayed Sal. Our guest cast included Richard Matheson as Sid, Rish Outfield as the Xandrian warrior, and Diane Havens, who will be heard shortly as the computer voice. The executive producer was Captain John Tadazak. Music for the series is owned and provided by John Specht. The mixer was Alex Lawsford. Script editor, Arlene Osborne. Art director, Alexa Chipman. Webmaster, April Sadowski. This has been a presentation of Misfits Audio, copyright 2013, all rights reserved. Visit us on the web at misfitsaudio.com and on Facebook. This is your narrator, Peter Bishop, speaking. All characters portrayed in this series, especially the aliens, are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual people, living or dead, is not only coincidental, but an awful shame.
Download completed. Please break connection.
Oh. Was it good for you?
Howard! Howard, wake up!
What is it
now? Oh, Howard, it's dreadful! I've got nanos.
Nanos? What? Where? I mean, Em, are you sure?
Yes, in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Yes, they put the stove into a pile of bottle openers, and now they're starting on the garbage service! Oh, Howard, do something!
But what can I do?
Well, you could call Drexler Pest Control. Our patented tiny Titan disassemblers will dispose of the most common household nanos in just minutes. And our mop-up squad, that's patent pending, will clean up whatever's left. So if you have nano problems, remember the name.
Well, hello, Drexler Pest Control.
Once again, by popular demand, the fabulous Belt Dominion Lottery. Yes, folks, we're back in your galactic neighborhood, and we're still the only lottery that pays off exclusively in lottery tickets for the next fabulous Belt Dominion Lottery. No confusing money or prizes, just tickets. And with each ticket you win, your chances of winning go up. You could win hundreds, thousands, yes, even millions of tickets. You'll win so many tickets, you'll have to cut an extra tunnel to store them all. We do, of course, charge a small postage and handling fee to deliver your winnings. Buy your tickets now. The fabulous Belt Dominion Lottery doesn't stay in one place for long.
Alpha Prime, the hub of the vast and ruthless Melkinian Empire, renowned in song and story as a bunch of people you really don't want to tick off. Alpha Prime, home to pirates, transients, and lowlives on a good day. Alpha Prime, bustling with commerce, legal and illegal, all year long. And, tucked away in a dusty cul-de-sac of the planet, the Corner Bar. Run by Earthman Kent Stone, it is the place on the planet to hang out, drink, carouse, and try to escape from the day's trouble, be it a nagging spouse or an angry Cartoon warrior determined to cut your body up into minute pieces and cast the fragments adrift in the infinite reaches of space because he believes you insulted his little sister. Alpha Prime, a rough and tumble hive of activity. Alpha Prime, the nexus of thousands of alien and human lives. Alpha Prime, kind of a dump. Misfits Audio presents The Corner Bar on Alpha Prime. Episode 2 is entitled, Zooster Sent Me.
Quiet today.
Quiet today, sir.
I was just thinking that.
Good afternoon, Mr. Stone.
You too, Sal. I didn't see you coming.
That's because you don't have eyes in the back of your head. Unlike the Vorhi, for example.
They have extra eyes?
To be precise, each Vorhi has one just to the left of his right... Well, I suppose you could call it an ear. This eye can see or hear, depending on the need, and whether or not the month has an R in its name.
Fascinating.
I try.
I mean that you can remember such detail, but you still can't recall any more of your supposed 1001 uses beyond origami and scrimshaw.
Unfortunately not. though I am trying new things every day in the hope of discovering one of them.
What did you try today?
Let me simply say that I am not programmed to be an aerobics instructor.
Oh, no.
The doctors have assured me that after just a few surgeries, they will be able to get Mrs. Rosenblatt out of her current pretzel-like configuration.
Heading to the bar?
Yes.
How's it going?
It?
Life.
I would not know. I am not alive.
You're not?
Androids do not live as you would define life. Our animation is the result of a never-ending series of electrical and biomechanical impulses combined with micro-minute computer regimentation.
Sorry I asked. Forget about it.
Is this the same it as before?
Whatever works. How was your night? Did you get some rest?
I do not require rest.
I should have guessed. The bar's been closed since 2 a.m. What have you been doing all this time?
I wandered the streets.
That can be dangerous.
I am capable of taking care of myself.
Did you see anything interesting?
As a matter of fact, yes. Down by the spaceport, I observed two freighter captains arguing about which of their ships had the right of way for landing privileges.
Typical.
They crashed into each other.
Also typical.
I heard a chemically enhanced Venusian male professing his undying love to a Finska plant, and I saw the silhouette on the window shade of a young lady undressing.
Lucky you!
Not really. Though I did pause and observe, I soon realized that she was a Dergonian.
I'm not familiar with that race.
They are not known for their beauty. In the Dictionary Galactica, the word ugly is defined with a picture of a Dergonian female.
Better luck next time. Ah, here's the bar. Who's this on my stoop?
It appears to be a biped female.
I guess she really can't wait to get a drink.
I believe she is asleep.
Sleeping off a drunk?
I detect no aroma of alcohol.
Well, I have to open up, and I can't have her sprawled out by the front door all day. I'd better give her a shake. Excuse me, miss? Excuse me?
Oh.
Miss?
Please! Please!
I barely touched you.
Oh, it wasn't you. I was dreaming of a police officer. A real hunk. Where am I?
On my stoop, and I need you to move.
How did I get here?
You don't know?
Have you been drinking?
I never touch alcohol.
Then you've arrived in an odd place.
Please, forgive my manners. My name is Trina.
I'm Kent Stone. This is Sal.
How could I have... He must have done it.
Who?
Zooster. He must have guided me to this place. There is something here that he wants me to learn, to discover. Ah, what a glorious day.
Sal, what do you know about this guy?
Zooster is the great god of one of Alpha Prime's fringe religions.
Fringe? How dare you?
I meant no offense. You must admit that your religion is not on a par with more established ones.
Just because Zooster is still alive is no reason to look down on us followers. Sure, most great religious deities are dead, but we're pretty new. Give us a chance.
Can you two argue after I get this place open?
Sorry, sir.
You'll need to stand, Trina. If you stay on the stoop, many of my customers will step on you. And they have big feet.
Smelly, too.
Of course.
Now, if you'll both look away, I need to enter the secret code on this keypad to deactivate the security system and unlock the door.
It's hardly a secret, Mr. Stone.
You know the code?
I do.
But it's my ex-wife's measurements. How could you...
Each button on your Stay Safe Business Lockdown security keypad makes a slightly different beep when pressed. By listening carefully, I have learned the code. Let me key it in for you.
I'll bet you're wrong. You turn around so you can't see me press the buttons.
Is this necessary?
You've been bragging. I want you to prove yourself.
Oh, very well. 36.
Lucky guess.
24. 91.
91? I thought you said the numbers were her measurements.
They are.
May I enter? I must discover what Zooster wants of me.
This discovering won't interfere with my business, will it?
Certainly not.
Okay, then. Sir, we don't allow guns in here. Please give it to my bartender. I meant the weapon.
Sorry, failure to communicate.
Are you all right, Sal?
Yes. Fortunately, I ducked.
I didn't.
Give that man a free drink, Sal.
With a straw, please. I'm down to one hand now.
Mr. Stone?
Yes, Trina? Have you discovered why you're here?
I think so. I'm getting particularly strong vibes from your jukebox.
That old thing? It hasn't worked in months.
May we approach it?
Sure. It won't bite.
Oh, yes. Very strong vibrations here. Very strong.
If you say so.
Will you please hold out your hands, Mr. Stone?
Okay.
No. With your palms upward and your hands touching.
Like this?
Exactly. Yes. I feel it. It's coming. It is here.
This is it?
The Great Suster has worked through me to produce that which you now hold in your hands.
A grilled cheese sandwich?
It is the perfect grilled cheese sandwich.
If you say so.
Take a bite.
But I'm not a believer.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, this is good. Crunchy on the outside, gooey on the inside.
Zooster has worked a miracle.
It's a sandwich, not loaves and fishes.
We followers of Zooster seek perfection in all ways. This day, through his power, we have seen the creation of the perfect grilled cheese sandwich. Oh, happy day.
Trina?
Sister Distra, what are you doing here?
Looking for you.
Something wonderful has occurred. Through the power of the great and wise Zooster, I have created...
Stop right there.
But why?
He quit.
I beg your pardon?
Zooster has stepped down and requested that his followers disband.
I can't believe this. How did he impart this information? Did his voice boom from the sky? Did he speak in tongues? Did he...
He sent a text.
That's all?
He said he was tired and heading for some place called Disneyland.
When did this occur?
About 45 minutes ago. I've been looking for you ever since.
But I only just now summoned the sandwich. How could Zooster have...
It looks like he had nothing to do with it. He had already resigned.
You mean... I?
Look, it's been nice worshiping with you, but I have to go. I'm hopping a ride to Buntro with a Star Cycle gang, and they're leaving in 20 minutes.
I will miss you.
You too. Happy trails.
Mr. Stone, I don't understand. I somehow did all this on my own. I created a sandwich out of nothingness.
It was good. Could you make more?
I suppose. Evidently, the power is in me. I simply need to refine it.
What will you do now?
I'm not sure. Worshipping Zooster has been my life.
Have you ever done any waitressing?
I'm sorry?
I could use a cocktail waitress. My customers have been complaining about fetching their own drinks from the bar. Have you ever done anything like that?
Only once.
Where?
At the corner bar on Alpha Prime.
Trina, this is the corner bar on Alpha Prime.
Oh, then I guess not.
Would you like to join Sal and me and work here?
I'm not sure. For all of my life, I've been worshipping Zooster and seeking perfection in all things. I don't know if I can subtly change gears.
I'll give you 100 credits a week, health insurance, and 50% of any sandwich profits.
You've got a deal.
Misfits Audio has presented Zooster Sent Me, Episode 2 of The Corner Bar on Alpha Prime. The series was written, created, and produced by Mike Murphy. Scott Fortney starred as Kent Stone, Terry Cooper portrayed Sal, and Deborah Adams appeared as Trina. Our guest cast included Glenn Higby as the alarm voice, Glenn Haskell as the first customer, Mike Hennessy as the second customer, and Elise Crowett as Sister Dista. The executive producer was Captain John Tadazak. Music for the series is owned and provided by John Specht. The mixer was Alex Lawsford. Script editor, Arlene Osborne. Art director, Alexa Chipman. Webmaster, April Sadowski. This has been a presentation of Misfits Audio, copyright 2013, all rights reserved. Visit us on the web at misfitsaudio.com and on Facebook. This is your narrator, Peter Bishop, speaking. All characters portrayed in this series, especially the aliens, are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual people, living or dead, is not only coincidental, but an awful shame.
Have you thought about how you're going to explain hiring Trina to your accountant, sir? He was already concerned about your expenses.
I expect that we'll get more customers in now that we have a cocktail waitress. That, and the profits on the grilled cheese sandwiches, should more than cover her salary.
But will she be okay here? This crowd can get pretty rough.
How dare you!
I think she can handle herself.
We revert now to our regularly interrupted broadcast.
We have one more episode of The Corner Bar on Alpha Prime from Misfits Audio. But first, let's take this pause to tell you something about your position in time and space.
From atop the formerly tallest building in downtown Minneapolis, you are tuned to 900 red-hot watts of community radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and on the web at kfai.org. Radio without boundaries! Smoking!
I opened the door. The room was filled with sound effects.
I'm Jerry Stearns, the host of Sound Effects, a radio playground, where every Sunday at 9:30 p.m., you can fill your room with sound effects, dialogue, music, and silence. Put them all together, and they make the best in modern audio theater and comedy, a medium where almost everything is left to your imagination. Sound Effects, a radio playground. Sundays at 9:30, here on KFAI, or online at kfai.org. Radio without boundaries.
Hey, small sound effects I got in this joint.
Hi, I'm still Jerry Stearns, and tonight on Sound Effects, we're listening to The Corner Bar on Alpha Prime. It's a three-episode series written and directed by Mike Murphy and produced by Misfits Audio. The third and final chapter coming up here is called The Spirit Among the Spirits on Sound Effects.
Alpha Prime, the hub of the vast and ruthless Malkinian Empire, renowned in song and story as a bunch of people you really don't want to tick off. Alpha Prime, home to pirates, transients, and lowlives on a good day. Alpha Prime, bustling with commerce, legal and illegal, all year long. And tucked away in a dusty cul-de-sac of the planet, the Corner Bar. Run by Earthman Kent Stone, it is the place on the planet to hang out, drink, carouse, and try to escape from the day's trouble. Be it a nagging spouse or an angry cartoon warrior.
In recognition of the freedom of speech.